I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Former Iowa basketball coach Steve Alford didn't remain unemployed for long. The Indiana legend, and legend in his own mind, is set to be introduced as the next head coach at the University of Nevada today during a press conference in Reno. It marks a return to the Mountain West Conference, which provided a safe haven for him when he bolted Iowa for New Mexico in the spring of 2007. That's 12 seasons ago, yet if you ask an Iowa fan today for their opinion on Alford, you're still likely to get a colorful response. Alford experienced modest success during his 8 seasons as Iowa's coach, twice leading the Hawkeyes to Big Ten tournament championships. But he'll forever be remembered in these parts for what he didn't do. When it mattered most, Alford failed as a human being. His strong and unwavering embrace of Pierre Pierce when the guard was accused of sexually assaulting a female athlete at an off-campus party in 2002 remains a lasting part of his legacy. It loomed over his hire at UCLA in 2013 when Alford was forced to confront the misdeeds of a decade earlier and, in typical Alford fashion, mishandled addressing the issue to the point it became a national story. Alford let Pierce back on the team only to see his misguided faith backfire when Pierce was charged after a domestic violence incident in 2005. He got the boot from the Iowa program that time around, but the damage had already been done. A wedge had been driven into the Iowa fan base, with many vowing not to support the program as long as Alford remained the head coach. 2 years later, after a 17-14 year, Alford was a Lobo and the Iowa basketball program was a mess. After 6 years at New Mexico, he received a 10-year contract extension to remain in Albuquerque. Then a funny thing happened. Less than 2 weeks later, he split for the job with the Bruins. Now, after failing miserably in his highest-profile gig to date, Alford finds himself back in an environment where he likely won't face as much scrutiny over his past as he did in Westwood. Nevada trumpeted Alford's hire on Twitter with a series of posts Thursday night. One proclaimed simply, "This man knows how to win." And as long as he does that, he'll be embraced by his new school and its fans. But there's a lot more to Steve Alford than just wins, and Reno's about to find that out the hard way.